The Doris Davenport Show is sponsored by Rayla & Associates PC, and to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Enjoying the Doris Davenport Program? You're not alone. The Doris Davenport Program is quickly becoming the place for all things local. If you have a quality local business or offer a quality service, the Doris Davenport Program is tailor-made for you. We offer reasonably priced announcements available to all. To find out how we can work together for success, call 1-312-296-9709 and speak to Doris directly about attaining your goals. 1-312-296-9709.
Discover one of our community's unique resources, the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation, www.oprfcf.org.
The weather's getting warmer. Time to enjoy the outdoors, biking, hiking, sports.
Pains and sprains. I hate venturing out.
Let me give you something for that.
A Band-Aid?
The number to Dr. Victor Romano, 708-848-4662.
I'll need a body cast.
How about holistic healing?
Can you explain that?
Not as well as Dr. Victor Romano, 708-848-7662. One Erie Court, Oak Park.
Did you know that the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation has a website, a Facebook page, and a Twitter feed? And they're easy to find. Search online for OPRFCF. See what's new. Find a scholarship. Donate to support local nonprofits. Join a group. Or just connect.
Morning, Chicago. It is 7 in the morning, and it is Saturday, January 16th, meaning it is now time for the Doris Davenport Show. Now here she is. She's all local, all the time. Doris Davenport.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Doris Davenport, and I am your host for the Doris Davenport Show. I have to tell you, folks, I'm so excited to be talking with you this morning. Is this not the rarest time in our history that you have ever seen on the news cycle? Well, first, let me just say hello to my team this morning. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning, Doris. I'm doing all right. How have you been?
I'm doing pretty good, except that I really did not plan to wake up this morning and see a blanket of snow outside.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I had to clean my car off. And then there's this thing I've noticed. When it snows, people just forget how to drive.
You know, I thought I was the only one that noticed that, Devin. They really do. What is it about snow and rain and people forgetting how to drive?
I don't know. It's like some people think they got to go slower. Some people think they can go the same speed limit. Some people think they can go fast. I only saw one accident on the way here. So, I mean, hopefully everyone's okay.
Yeah, let's pray about that. Because yesterday when I was on my way into the city, I passed so many accidents, but it was about 32 degrees and people don't realize that's freezing temperature. So the puddles of water, they're going to freeze over. Puts you in a dangerous position.
Yeah. Black ice is real, kids.
Yep. Black ice is dangerous. But listen, folks, I'm telling you, there's so much to talk about. Let me tell you, at the top of the hour, I've got a great announcement to make. But first, let's give the call-in number, Devin.
Sure. If you want to be on the Doris Davenport Show, you can call us at 773-763-9278.
One more time.
773-763-9278.
He's got a certain ring to it, doesn't he?
No pun intended.
That's right. But just ring us up. We want to know what you think. There really is so much going on. I mean, when I think about, we can go local, we can go national. Well, you know we're going to have to go national because there is just absolutely no way that we can get away without talking about the inauguration. There's no way we can get away without talking about what has been going on in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine? So we've got to talk a little fashion today too, right? Why not? We've got Kamala Harris. She represents a multiplicity of races, and she might choose to come out of her closet and put on something that is more suitable to her Eastern heritage. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Well, let's just see what her choices are on the fashion side. But I want to hear what you think about this inauguration. If you look at pictures that are taking place, look at pictures in Washington, D.C., they are really under siege. I mean, in fact, if you look at some of the foreign headlines of America, about America in other countries, like in Britain, they've got the headline on their major newspaper says, "A week of siege, democracy under siege." Everybody's talking about Trump. Will he leave the White House? Where will he go? And what is he doing about these followers? Now, is it too little too late? We know he's come out. He said that we need peace. But what did he say last week? He certainly wasn't trying to get people not to come out to D.C. last week. And yeah, I know you've heard it before. We're going to hear it here too, because we're going to tell the truth about what Donald Trump has done to our country. Has he broken it? How fixable are we as a nation? Will Joe Biden be able to step into the presidency, a house that he's familiar with, and kind of take this bull by the horns? Look at the debt that America has ratcheted up. It's amazing when you think about it. And frankly, this is not going to be the end of it, because we are going to get what we're going to get from Biden, what we couldn't get from Trump. What am I talking about? Pandemic relief. Trump didn't want to support $2,000 per person. He wanted to support $600 per person. And then when it became politically convenient for him to do so, he made an about face. Wouldn't sign the bill that he ended up signing. Yeah, that's Trump for you. But Joe Biden's coming in and he's promising a $2 trillion pandemic relief proposal. And in my view, these trillion-dollar pandemic relief proposals are kind of like the vaccine. You know, the vaccine has to go through different stages of who can get it, right? So our first-hand responders are first, our seniors are next, and then those who are most vulnerable to the disease will get it next. And then we'll start looking at, you know, different segments of the population. Well, the trillion-dollar pandemic relief proposal is the same thing. Who needs that money the most? Airlines have their hands out. The restaurant industry has their hand out. Construction industry has their hand out. Every people, you and I, have our hands out. Who really do you think deserves pandemic relief? And if you had to prioritize, which frankly our elected officials do, what would the order be that you support? This is the Doris Davenport Show. We want to hear from you. Our number is 773-763-9278. And we are talking now about Washington, D.C. My understanding is that the National Guard is everywhere in Washington, D.C. The inauguration is supposed to be a time of peaceful transition of power. It's a time when one president hands over the baton to the next. And everybody was keyed into this when Obama took power, I think in ways that we normally would have taken for granted with previous presidents. But it was a big deal. It was a big deal because it was the first black president walking in, and everybody wanted to know what is that conversation like that takes place between a previous president and a current and an incoming president. And then normally I understand there is a ritual, and Obama shared this with us when he took office. There's a ritual that the previous president will leave a letter in the drawer of the Oval Office, I believe. Well, folks, what kind of a letter do you think Trump will leave? And do you think he'll even leave one? That would be interesting to know. What kind of a letter would he leave, and will he really leave one? Well, the National Guard is taking over in Washington, D.C. You can imagine that the legislators, they are afraid. What they went through 2 weeks ago in the Capitol that was stormed by thugs from all over, and I think many people thought that it was an innocent protest with a couple of hundred people that got out of hand, and that there really wasn't this kind of mayhem and violence to the degree that people were talking about. But once they started pulling that video and looking at all those videos from that day, oh my God. I mean, you had people who brought a makeshift bandstand with them. And the conversation was whether or not they had erected this bandstand on the spot. And it appears that they could not have, just given the construction of it. They came prepared, ready to, they wanted everything to be sturdy. And they came prepared to fight. But this is one inauguration, and I was at the inauguration for President Obama. And I have to say that it was a wonderful experience, absolutely wonderful. And people won't have the same experience this time. It's going to be different. This may go down in history as the quietest transition of power we've ever seen. But you got to be careful, folks. Some people are going to want to go to D.C. They're going to want to be a part of it. The law enforcement officials are saying, stay away from Washington. This is not the time to travel to Washington, D.C. to experience your first or second inauguration. First of all, where people normally gather, I remember when I was there for Barack Obama's inauguration, and looking back at the mall, I'm talking about an expanse of green space where, you know, you've heard in the past, especially during the early Trump days, there was always an argument, a debate about how many people were gathered in the mall or how many people were gathered at his events. Well, when Barack Obama was there, and frankly, during this protest last week, thousands of people gather, right? Thousands. And typically you get tens of thousands of people gathering for the inauguration. And they put up the giant video screens. But this week, it's going to be shuttered. You know, what we saw on, I believe it was January 6th, this was a riot. People compare it to Black Lives Matters and the response that they faced by law enforcement. Well, these folks that rioted on January 6th, this was just terrible. But a lot of the unions and a lot of the activist groups, they're concerned because of these groups coming in to book hotel rooms. And the hotels are trying to devise different criteria on how they're going to make decisions about who they let stay there and who they don't let stay there. And as you can well imagine, our elected officials who faced such fear last week, they are having to trust law enforcement. They're having to trust the National Guard, as they well should be able to, right? They should absolutely be able to trust their law enforcement. Well, are you going to be tuning into the inauguration? I'm going to tune into the inauguration. This is a wonderful time in our history, an absolute wonderful time. All 50 states tune in to this election, this inauguration. It's going to be different because we don't know what's going to be happening on the local level. I woke up this morning to news that in Springfield, our own state capital, that all the barriers are going up out of a you know, preponderance of caution. We've got to be careful that we keep people safe. So we've got today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. We've already seen riots in some states since January 6th, leading up to the inauguration, and we don't really know what to expect. There's a lot of chatter in a lot of places, and frankly, it's unnerving. It is unnerving. Can you believe there is chatter about zip ties, people bringing zip ties? Well, wait a minute. Last week, we heard some of the people. Did you hear the account of the police officer who was beaten? And he said they tried to get at his gun, and the crowd started chanting, "Kill him with his own gun, kill him with his own gun." This is a group of Trump supporters who were actually outside chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." What kind of people are we talking about here? Where did these people come from? What kind of towns and cities and municipalities are they going back to? And I want to know the diversity of the places where they live. What are the statistics for police brutality in the towns and cities that they live in? What are the statistics for race relations? That's what I want to know. Well, I tell you, we've got to keep these things in mind because we've got an inauguration coming up on Wednesday. There will be a peaceful transition of power. We have to ensure that. And at the same time, we've got one side where Mike Pence is out assuring the country that we are going to have a peaceful transition of power. Now, he's come out and said that. We would expect to hear that from the President of the United States, but that doesn't seem like it is going to be possible because all he can think about is still trying to get people to believe that he won the election. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, you would have thought that after all this time that Trump would be trying to distance himself from him. Oh, but wait, if you thought Rudy Giuliani was the closest confidant to Donald Trump, think again. Every time I turn on the television and I see the advertisement from MyPillow, the MyPillow guy, I just want to puke. Everything about him makes me puke because there's just something about him that just has always rubbed me the wrong way. And it may be that he dangles his cross outside of his shirt when he's on these commercials. And that has always thrown up a red flag for me. But you know what? These are the kinds of people that are advising Donald Trump. That's right. He was at the White House yesterday. Yesterday, he was at the White House. He is actually He is advising Trump on a China election fraud theory. He claims to have evidence of some China election fraud theory. You know, I wonder if it's not true that Donald Trump's friends, I don't know what he gives his friends who come up with these ideas, but that's what it kind of sounds like to me. But he's got this MyPillow guy has a number of conspiracies that he likes to discuss with Trump. And frankly, he is recommending to Donald Trump that he seek martial law. He told him he should declare martial law. Now, what is his background that he is advising Trump in the first place? In the first place, Mike Lindell is his name. He's the founder and the CEO of MyPillow Inc. And he's out of Rochester, Minnesota. He's a conservative. We all know that he's a conservative. But why is Trump turning to people like this to figure out what kind of things he can do to distract the American people on his way out the door? Why? What can the MyPillow guy, Michael Lindell, what kind of advice can he offer Donald Trump about the safety of our country? I just don't understand it. Well, we're going to be preparing for a break. On the other side of the break, feel free to give us a call at 773-763-9278. I have a big announcement to make. I'm going to wait till the other side of the break to make it, but we have a big announcement, and I'm telling you, it's big. So you want to make sure that you tune in. This is WCPT 820, the home of progressive talk radio. This is the Doris Davenport Show, where we are live and local all the time. We're going to talk a little sports on the other side of the break, too. But for right now, let's pay a little bills, and we'll be back in a bit. This is the Doris Davenport Show.
This is a WCPT Civil Rights Snapshot, a federal holiday to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., first commemorated in 1986, is celebrated on the third Monday in January near his birthday. Dr. King was such a gifted student that he skipped grades 9 and 12 before earning a degree in sociology from Morehouse College and later a doctorate in theology from Boston University in 1955. Later that year, he organized the first major protest of the civil rights movement, the Montgomery Bus Boycott. 6 years before his famous I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King spoke at the Lincoln Memorial during the Prayer Pilgrimage for Freedom in 1957, urging America to give us our ballot. Dr. King was imprisoned nearly 30 times and narrowly escaped assassination a decade before his death. George Washington is the only other American to have his birthday observed as a national holiday. Please stay vigilant about our civil rights. The fight is never over.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-323-8137. 800-323-8137. 800-323-8137. That's 800-323-8137. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
This is Gary Menzel from Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11, and we are proud to announce the launch of our new residential roofing division. We would like to welcome Filato Construction in Crest Hill, serving the Plainfield, Joliet, and Bolingbrook areas. Our new union residential roofing division will give our community the opportunity to hire union-trained roofers who will safely perform work on your homes, apartments, and condominiums. We've built a powerful partnership allowing our contractors to remain price competitive while providing you with a well-trained and respectful workforce. Local 11 residential roofers and roofing contractors are committed to a drug-free workforce, and our residential roofers earn a living wage, family health care, and retirement benefits that allow them to retire with dignity. So if you're a homeowner or are part of a homeowners association, choose a union roofing contractor. Call Filato Construction at 815-740-5461. And if you're a roofing contractor, consider joining our residential division. Call Local 11 at 708-345-0970.
Enjoying the Doris Davenport Program? You're not alone. The Doris Davenport Program is quickly becoming the place for all things local. If you have a quality local business or offer a quality service, the Doris Davenport Program is tailor-made for you. We offer reasonably priced announcements available to all. To find out how we can work together for success, call 1-312-296-9709 and speak to Doris directly about attaining your goals. 1-312-296-9709.
Did you know that the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation has a website, a Facebook page, and a Twitter feed? And they're easy to find. Search online for OPRFCF. See what's new. Find a scholarship. Donate to support local nonprofits. Join a group. Or just connect. Discover one of our community's unique resources, the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation. www.oprfcf.org.
The weather's getting warmer. Time to enjoy the outdoors. Biking, hiking, sports.
Pains and sprains. I hate venturing out.
Let me give you something for that.
A Band-Aid?
The number to Dr. Victor Romano. 708-848-4662.
I'll need a body cast.
How about holistic healing?
Can you explain that?
Not as well as Dr. Victor Romano. 708-848-7662. One Erie Court, Oak Park.
WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk, where facts matter.
Now, let's get back to the Doris Davenport Show.
And good morning. This is Doris Davenport, and this is the Doris Davenport Show. I'm so glad that you chose to spend your Saturday morning with us. And I tell you, I'm so excited this Saturday morning. But this is a big weekend in America. And this is a weekend where women around the world. Now, look, I know we've got all different kinds of families and people in my house. As when I'm talking with my sisters and my cousins, and we're like, okay, what are the men folk doing? The men folk are going to be sitting in front of the television set. And I tell you, anybody who loves football, and I say the men folk, but you know, I'm sitting right there with them. That's right. These are the playoffs, Devin. Are you going to be watching the playoffs this weekend?
Of course I am. Well, I'm the men folk. I'll be sitting in front of that TV.
I'll be sitting there too, but I must say now, I like to make a little munchies and serve on that day. I don't mind going old school on playoff weekend because I have a lot of fun doing it. What's your favorite playoff snack?
Ooh, throw me on the spot here. I mean, kind of cliche, but I like wings and Doritos, you know? The healthiest of meals, you know.
That's okay. We'll have wings here at my house this weekend. And we like to play around with sauces. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do this weekend, but I'll have to think of something. So tell everybody, if you would, who's in the playoffs this weekend. If you've got a prediction, we'd like to hear it.
Sure. So as we all saw last week, our beloved Chicago Bears got what's the nicest way to say slaughtered by the New Orleans Saints? That's essentially what we got. But for our listeners up there in the Wisconsin, your Green Bay Packers, they're going to be taking on the Los Angeles Rams at 3:25 today. And then tonight and Saturday Night Football, it's got such a nice ring to it. We got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills. And then tomorrow we got the Browns in my new Baker Mayfield jersey going up against their Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs at 3. And then we got Tom Brady and the Bucks taking on Drew Brees and the Saints. And whether you love or hate these guys, that's going to be one matchup you're not going to want to miss.
That sounds wonderful. Well, I tell you, have you got a prediction?
I mean, I'm trying to stay hopeful. I would like to see the Cleveland Browns kind of win it all because they have that sort of underdog story to them. You know, I think this is the first time they made it to the playoffs since 1992, I believe. That's before I was even born. So,
is it that long?
I believe so, because I was born in 93. So it's Cleveland Browns have been a pretty bad team ever since, what's his name? Buddy Ryan left, their old coach, way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. See, you know the coach names, too. Well, I have to say that we in my home will be rooting for the Buffalo Bills. That is who we will be rooting for. Now, you know, we like to look at who's rooting who. I'm on a sports thread here in Oak Park. And there are a number of people with parents of kids who were football quarterbacks in high school, and folk who actually have kids playing right now on college teams and pro ball, sports writer. And I hang tough with them. They actually treat me like they think I know what I'm talking about. But I would like to see who's coming in, because, you know, we're going to root for the Bills. That's about all I can say right now. I know that I do not want to see Brady with that trophy in his hand at the end of the playoffs. And Devin, I know you want to see him break the record. I know.
Be cool to see in my lifetime, you know, history. It'd be nice to see history that's actually, you know, not destroying the entire nation happen as I'm growing up, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's true. I understand that. I understand that. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, the Rams were favored for a long time, but I think I don't know, between the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens, I think that I'm going for the Buffalo Bills. So let's just see how that turns out for us. But listen, folks, I have an announcement to make. Now, you know, the Doris Davenport Show has been part of the WCPT 820 family for, gosh, so long now. I mean, the years kind of tick by and you lose track of time. And I am just so grateful for all the support that Matt and Mark and Melissa and Steve give me. And it's just so fabulous being able to share the building with Santita Jackson and Joan and Ricky Hendon and all of our Saturday lineup. And you all know my favorite House Sparks. But it's just been wonderful. Well, just this announcement that I have to make is so heartfelt. I'm not going to tell you that I'm leaving the WCPT family, because I'm not. I'm staying. But we are moving our time. And I'm so excited. You know, everybody on this morning hour, you all tell me you're listening. And this is the get up and get ready to go where I'm going show that you like to check into. Well, we are going to move to Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. So we're still keeping that lucky number 7, but instead of a.m., we're going to be on at 7 p.m. on Saturday evenings. And this is going to be great, because for 2021, we are going to be sprinkling in more of our entertainment in the programming. So we're, of course, still going to be covering politics, but we are going to expand the programming a little bit, include some entertainment and some other featured discussions that I just know you are going to enjoy, and I am going to enjoy bringing them to you. So after today, you'll be able to catch the Doris Davenport Show on Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. And you'll be able, let's see, your viewing options are, you can listen to the radio at that's 820 a.m. Although I have to tell you, with all the stations that are on the a.m. dial, and you know that's a big issue now, you'll hear a lot about the broadband issue. But after the sun goes down, the reception is not as great as it is during the day. So if you like to turn the radio on, my show will not be the show you want to watch on Saturday evenings, because you might get a little frustrated. So let's just avoid the frustration. Make the decision early on. I'm going to give you two other viewing options. Go to the internet, www.wcpt820.com. www.wcpt820.com. And you'll be able to hear the show live at 7 p.m. On Saturday evenings. It'll be pre-recorded, but it'll be live for you. Another viewing option is that we are going, because I plan to video record these programs, we are going to look at posting those programs on the Facebook page. So you'll have an audio option on the website and a video option on the WCPT 820 Facebook page. And we'll be putting up promos on the Facebook page so you'll know the lineup that we have coming up. And I tell you, we are excited. I can tell you, we are going to bring you some entertainment and some conversations that you are going to want to be a part of. And we'll be able to do some interactive conversating on Facebook. But you can always go over to the Doris Davenport Show Facebook page. That's where all of our videos will be archived. And of course, you know, I do a live show on Sunday evenings from 6 to 8, and you're always welcome to join me there. And we have a lot of fun doing that. So let's get back to some local reporting now. It's 7:38 on Saturday morning. This is WCPT 820. My name is Doris Davenport, host of the Doris Davenport Show. We're here with you this morning, 7 to 8, but every Saturday hereafter, you can tune in at 7 p.m. right here on WCPT 820 or www.wcpt820.com or, of course, the WCPT 820 Facebook page. Well, let's go local, because the Doris Davenport Show is all local all the time, and all politics are local. Well, there is a lot going on right here in Illinois. I'm happy to say that we're expecting, now, you know, Pritzker has worked hard on trying to shore up the budget. I think every state in the union has faced massive cuts and deficits because of this pandemic. There's been so many unexpected disruptions because of the pandemic. But in this new pandemic relief proposal that I talked about in the earlier half an hour, cities like Chicago and states like Illinois, in the stimulus package, they have about $350 billion that have been put in the budget to help states and cities, because you know this has been a real loss of tax revenue, and these people who are running these states have to be able to turn somewhere for some relief, and that's where they're going to turn and hope that they get it. But one of the things that Biden said, now you know, with Illinois and Chicago, Trump hated Illinois and Chicago. And he always tried to hold resources hostage. Well, we won't face that with the Biden administration. We have long been fast friends with the Biden administration. And frankly, for the country, he has pretty much made it clear that unlike his predecessor, he's not going to leave the states struggling. Because just like with this pandemic and the distribution of the pandemic, states were pretty much left hanging. They got no support from the federal government. And Biden is saying, he's promising that he's not going to leave the states to struggle on their own. States shouldn't have to determine how to get supplies. But see, that's that political issue that Donald Trump touts about states' rights, right? It's a conservative positioning, states' rights. Well, of course, we have states' rights, but we're set up as a country. Our transportation systems, et cetera, when we're trying to organize the entire country, it is absolute havoc. It's chaos to think that you would just leave every single state to handle the distribution of the vaccine on their own and think it's going to happen evenly and seamlessly across the union. Just not so. But medical staff, medical supplies, tax revenue assistance, the Biden administration is coming in. They are coming in with a message that they're here to help. He understands that many of these decisions that have been faced by the actions and the liquid tongue of Donald Trump have put states in tenuous positions, right? We've got the city of Chicago now that is considering furloughing city workers, even the states thinking about service reductions and layoffs. But the budgets are under strain. We know they are, and we need help. That's all I can say is we need help. But the relief bill still has to go through Congress with, I think, a narrow margin that favors the Democrats, you would think that at this time, given all that we've seen in the last, you know, couple of weeks, that the Republicans would be coming around more on issues like that. We've got more, you know, diversity on this vote in the Senate, because I think it's like a 50-50 split. But, you know, and then you've got people who always want to stick something on the tail end of a bill and hang it up. And but listen, you all, get the package done and in the mail. Child care tax credits. I think there's $30 billion to help renters, $1,400 stimulus checks, $400 a week unemployment benefits. And the biggest news, I almost forgot, the biggest news coming out of the Biden administration is the call to increase the minimum wage to $15. That's right, $15. And that's where it should be. Now, Springfield. How can we talk about Springfield and the budget and not talk about Mike Madigan? How can we not talk about Emmanuel Chris Welch, the newly elected House Speaker? That's right. This is big news. So big news because we look at the longest serving Speaker of the House in Mike Madigan, who has been in that seat since, let's see, he's been in the 22nd district house seat since 1971. Now, the prediction is that he's not going to just pack up and leave office. He started his career there and he wants to end his career in the state house. But he's got a lot of legal issues looming in front of him. And so we're going to find out whether he's going to stay on as the head of the state Democratic Party. And that's what he uses. That's an apparatus. It's a political apparatus. But if you think about how the game is played, that's how Democrats get elected to the General Assembly. And Mike Madigan has been at the steering wheel of that apparatus for quite some time. But what we're all excited about is Emmanuel Chris Welch, who is the newly elected Speaker of the House in the state of Illinois. And what is so exciting about it is not only is he able and capable, and yes, he is a friend of the Doris Davenport Show. He's been on my show many times. He is a great conversationalist in general and on the issues. He is absolutely in tune to what is going on. Emmanuel Chris Welch is the first Black person to hold the position of Speaker of House in Illinois. That's right. And we are so excited for him. We've got great things. Well, the work has great things in store for him, but we are going to be following him and rooting him on. It's a big job. He is stepping into big, big shoes, but I think he's up for it. He is up for it. He has been in that space with the Speaker for some time now, handling communications. So he's up on the issues, and we look forward to welcoming Chris Welch back to the Doris Davenport Show sometime in the future. So now let's see. It is 7:46. There are several things that we want to talk about. Now, let's see. One of the things that I want to talk about is that during the break, Devin played a PSA. And the PSA was about the life and work and career of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, when you think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there are so many things that you can think about. This is a man who just did so much for this country. If you go back in history and you think about all the things that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for, it is nothing short of amazing. And he died fighting for us. I remember fighting for MLK Day, fighting for the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. to be a federal holiday in the United States. I remember so vividly fighting that fight. I was living in New York at the time. I recall working for a German company. This was before I moved to Germany, but I remember that there were, I think, four of us African-Americans. We each were leaders in our departments. And I was called in by the personnel director and told, we understand that all of the blacks were planning to take off on Dr. King's birthday. And I said, well, that is correct. And she said to me, well, that is not possible. And you must know that it is not a holiday, so you will not be able to take off without consequences. And she went on to say that these departments that we were head of were important departments, and that the business, the company couldn't afford for all of us to be off at the same time. And I just remember looking at her and not, first of all, even like stepping into the acknowledgement that I had been called in as the, like, as if I were the ringleader, speaking for the group. And I remember looking at her and saying, well, my advice to you would be to call a temp agency today, because we will not be here on Dr. King's birthday. And if we are that valuable to this company, then my advice would be to start looking for our replacements for that day now. But we will be back the day after. And it was a bone of contention. We did not come to work, and we did come back the next day. But I think because of all the conversation across every media outlet during that time, they realized they could not punish us. They could not make us feel like there was something wrong with our decision to want to honor Dr. King. So I bring this up not only because I think that we all can never, ever, ever forget Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his fight for civil rights, because we wouldn't be here today without him. We all should listen every year, if not several times a year, to his I Have a Dream speech, not focusing on the I Have a Dream part of that speech, but focusing on the we're here with an uncashed check part of promises that America has made and not kept with the black community of the country. But here's my rub for Dr. King's birthday this year. Kellyanne Conway. That's right. I thought she left the White House. I thought she left and decided that she wasn't going to be in the limelight with Trump anymore. Well, not. So it appears that this woman has decided to make. So first of all, you do realize that there was no celebration of Dr. King by your president, Donald Trump. That's right. He didn't even have the decency to have a celebration for Dr. King. And he sends his counselor, Kellyanne Conway, out to talk about Dr. King. You will not believe what she said. This woman, Kellyanne Conway, actually had the nerve to say, well, first of all, she was asked if Dr. King were alive today, would he be speaking out against impeachment? And basically, would he be speaking out against the impeachment of President Trump? And these are her words. She said, I don't think it was within Dr. King's vision to have Americans dragged through a process where the president is not going to be removed from office, is not being charged with bribery, extortion, high crimes, or misdemeanors. Can you believe that she has the nerve to put Dr. King's name in her mouth and let it come out in support of Donald Trump's policies? Dr. King was a peaceful man. That's correct. And while he might have said that he supports Trump to be able to have a conversation, you can believe he would not be supporting Trump's policies. That would not be happening. She went on to say that Trump supports the things that Dr. King stood for, like unity and equality. And then she went on to say that Trump's not the person trying to tear the country apart through an impeachment process that she says has a lack of substance. Can you believe that? That is what they are saying about Dr. King. That's all they have to say about the legacy of Dr. King. Well, what I can say about Kellyanne Conway and the President of the United States is that that is not a demonstration of leadership. What we see in the White House is not a demonstration of leadership by any stretch of the imagination. Well, we're going to wind down, folks. One of the things, one of the things that I do want to talk about is real quickly, I just have to mention it because I want you to be thinking about it because we're going to talk about it again sometime in the future. Where's Trump going to live when he leaves the White House? I'm just so curious about that because what I understand is that there are people in Mar-a-Lago who don't want him there. In fact, I understand there's a lawyer in Mar-a-Lago that has a piece of paper that is an exhibition of an agreement that Trump signed when he opened Mar-a-Lago. And it's an agreement that has some details in it that concerns the fact that you cannot stay at Mar-a-Lago longer than, I don't know the date, maybe 5 consecutive days or 4 consecutive days. Maybe it's 2 consecutive weeks, but you can't stay for that duration because that would make you a resident. And residents are not allowed at Mar-a-Lago. So there is some legal issues going on there. Hey, wouldn't it be something if he moved all his things into Mar-a-Lago, got there and realized that he can't stay? That he won't be able to live there. But here's the thing that we want to watch for. Apparently, when he went into that agreement, the state of Florida gave him millions of dollars in tax credits. So if they let him stay there, will he have to pay all those tax credits back? He's got a debt and a legal bill that is mounting. It is absolutely mounting. But we want to follow that because the news correspondents made they conducted a random survey of people who live in that area where Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach. And they asked several of his neighbors what they thought about it, this agreement. And apparently this agreement goes way back to the early 1990s, because that's when he converted that property from a private residence to a private club. So see, it was a private residence. He wanted a private club. And that's where that whole issue of residency became a point of contention. So wouldn't it be something if they won't let him stay there? And again, will he be forced to pay back all the tax credit that he has been given? And could he be fined because he's still hosting maskless parties? You all remember that big fiasco on New Year's Eve, right? But apparently when they leave, he's taking a gang with him, not very many. You can look at Nick Luna, who's the director of Oval Office Operations and supposedly Trump's body man. There's Molly Michael, who's a deputy assistant to Trump. There's Cassidy Hutchinson, an aide to the chief of staff, Mark Meadows. There is Luna's wife, Cassidy Luna, who's a deputy assistant to the president, is going to go work for Kushner. But you know what they say, follow the money. So I know one of these reporters are going to be making that their project so that we can follow the trail of where these White House staffers go, because we want to know who's who in that zoo and what they have up their sleeve, because I can believe that they don't have nothing good for us. So we want to make sure that we stay on top of that. This is the Doris Davenport Show. It is my absolute pleasure to be here with you on Saturdays. I want you to remember, the Doris Davenport Show is moving to a new time. We are so excited, moving to Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. You can listen on the radio 8:20 a.m., but remember, when the sun goes down on the a.m. dial, frequency is not what it ought to be. So you'll get that static. My advice is to turn on www.wcpt820.com. Listen on the web. If you want to see us, check us out on the Facebook page, WCPT820, or The Doris Davenport Show. My name is Doris Davenport. I want to thank Devin for hanging in with me all this time. It's been real, Devin. You are the best. I look forward to coming back with you next week, 7 p.m. We'll have another message for you and a great dynamic interview. Have a great week, everybody.
The Doris Davenport Show was sponsored by Rayla and Associates PC and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Discover one of our community's unique resources, the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation, www.oprfcf.org.